All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Heather Yaremchuk. Your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
Hey, haters.
The Edmonton Oilers have a better win percentage against playoff teams in 2024 than the Colorado Avalanche.
Let's get into it with the lead. Pretty confident on our math.
Wasn't actually done. You just said just two records, and they're completely different. And okay. The Yaremchuk math quickly processed. Yeah, that's better.
So the Oilers' record against playoff teams is
9-4-2,
and this is since 2024 started.
Yeah.
Okay. 9-4-2. So 9 of 15.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Colorado is 13-7-3.
13-7-3. So 13 of 23.
So 13 of 23. It's tight. 13 divided by 23. So 13 divided by 23 is 56.5%. And then it's 9 divided by 16.
Yeah.
Or 15.
15.
15?
Yeah.
60%. Boom. Oh.
Let's go. The Oilers welcome the clearly fraudulent Colorado Avalanche to Rogers Place tonight.
Factually fraudulent.
Factually fraudulent. Welcome into a short for giant game day edition of the show live from the Sports Closet Studio. We even put up a sign that says Sports Closet Studio so you never get confused. Smart.
And the Ryan Smith thing.
And the OG, an OG piece of Nation gear there with the missing
still
Ryan
missing.
Smith.
Well, actually, no, we found him briefly. Yeah. He retired.
Speaking of Ryan Smith, the Warriors finished off the sweep last night.
Buddy, I know.
I was really, really hoping they would get
and
the Rebels.
It was the Fergus Circus. Yeah. It was the Savoy Samurai. And then it was the Matejchuk Mania.
Ooh, yes. Matejchuk Mania. That's good.
That just went and with a wheat brush, let's say, and swept them Wheat Kings.
The Furcus had a Gordie Howe.
Furcus is a feisty. Yeah.
Who picked him?
Feisty human. Seattle.
Second round pick.
Oh, that's a good pick. Yeah.
He's a great
pick. He's feisty. He's a player.
The next Stankoven. There's something about these Western hockey.
Buddy, the Western League is the best league.
It is.
Let's be honest.
And they're about to have their second ever player get exceptional status,
Landon
correct?
Landon DuPont, Mickey DuPont's son.
And who's he projected to be? Cale Makar 2.0?
Oh, yeah. So one time, Landon DuPont came to... So he has an older brother. His name's Nolan. He plays in for Blackfolds. He's very good, too. He came to a camp, and Mickey DuPont texted our GM and was like, hey, can my other son come? Because we had a young prospects camp, too. And he was the youngest kid there, and There was also a player there called Dax Rudolph who went first in a WHL draft. And they were basically just there for a skate. And I had to do an exit interview with Landon Dupont. And I sat there and I said to him, I was like, nothing I can tell you right now will help you. I was like, you're just way better than literally every player here. And he just smiled at me and was like, thanks, I had a great time. And he was like 12.
Like, he was like 12.
It was unbelievable.
So the reason I said the OG piece of Nation gear up on the wall, that is the oldest piece of Nation gear. Jay is rocking the newest piece of Nation gear that's coming soon. Live, laugh, La Bamba.
Yeah. What do we do as Edmonton fans? We live, we laugh. God damn it. Do we La Bamba?
I love that. That is a great
Stay tuned. I believe it might be on the Nation Gear store right now. We've been kind of quiet about it because we want to also launch a second version of the design, but it's there if you want to find it.
Available soon.
Yeah. There you go, Eric. Oh, it is up on the site, actually. Oh, the hoodie is awesome.
Oh, there's hoodies.
I like floral prints. The design team crushed it.
I love sometimes like rocking something that doesn't look like hockey gear, but is still letting everyone
just
know.
Subtle. Yeah. Like it's like part of Nation Gear is yes, make like the kind of kitschy stuff, but like we also want to make the stuff that you want to wear to the club.
Mm-hmm. Like we're all about that club lifestyle. That
club life. And club life might mean going to a pub. It might mean going to a restaurant. It might mean going for a walk.
It might mean going to Greta this Saturday for our next BOA watch party. Those tickets also available.
Greta worthy, Greta certified.
There you go. Those tickets available nationgear.ca, the event in support of the Logan Hunter Memorial Foundation. Your ticket is $20. You can get it at nationgear.ca. Gets you free swag at the door, prizes to be won, food, beverage specials, and more. And of course, it's all going to a great cause as well. We hope to see you Saturday for a BOA at Greta, the final BOA of the season, as we are slowly starting to get ready for playoff season around these parts. One big test for the Oilers before the end of the regular season is obviously tonight against the Colorado Avalanche. The last time these two teams met at Rogers Place, it was an overtime loss with Arturi Lehkonen burying the OT winner. We all remember the play by McKinnon, the near misses on the other end of the ice that happened right before that. Still, I look back at that game. Stuart Skinner was great. The Oilers played really well for long stretches of that hockey game. That was a loss that, while it was frustrating with the point whatever seconds was on the clock, 0.5, I still walked away from that game being like, the Oilers can compete with these guys. If these two teams were to meet in a playoff series like they did a couple of years ago, it's not a four-game sweep.
No, I think Colorado's obviously an incredible team, but I don't think they're as strong as they were that cup year.
I agree.
And the way the Oilers played that night, they were really good, and they had the chances.
Who's missing from that?
Well, Landeskog's not there anymore. I think Darcy Kemper was probably better than Gorgiev.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
And it was somebody Kemper was also blind.
And he was, they had Pavel Francouz.
Nazem Kadri.
Yeah. Kadri, yeah, that was the big one that was missing from the forward group. So,
JT Compher. Casey Middlestat.
I don't think he's as good. But the thing is, like, Nazem Kadri isn't Casey Middlestad. Middlestad isn't Kadri. They're very different.
And they lost Compher. Like, remember, they were running down the middle that year.
Compher was legit.
McKinnon, legit. Kadri, Compher is their three centers. Yeah. It is not the same team.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Well, I know. And we're
going to ask the questions to get the answers.
We'll get into
Burkowski. Yeah, good call, Burkowski.
Who's the third line? Burkowski.
Byron, they lost. Colton, Byron barely plays. I'm just going through the chat here, all the things. Sorry.
Yeah, they lost a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
EJ, sure, maybe. Blue guy, room guy.
Christopher Palmer, Landeskog possibly coming back for the playoffs. I don't think so. I think they kind of threw cold water on that like 4 weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago. So
maybe to throw you off.
Yeah, throw you off the scent. OJ Gaze, Tyler with the pro Oiler takes. I'm shocked. Come on now. Come on. Avs OJ lineup. Gaze
with earlier love for Moose Jaw. So shout out OJ Gaze.
Who's the third line you liked?
I like Wood, Colton, and Parise.
Yeah, they did get Ross Colton. I mean, Zach Parise is...
Yeah, he is what he is, but he's basically our Corey Perry. Not the same player, but just a veteran guy.
Just an old guy.
Been around, yeah.
That's how the Avs are expected to line up tonight. They're loading up that top line with McKinnon and Rantanen. Drouin on the left side, 50-point guy. That is looking like a fantastic sign. He just
needed to be with his boy.
Yeah, he just missed
me. That was the only solution.
Can't blame him. Life's more fun when you're with your friends.
you can be with your friends this Saturday, Greta. There's the Avs lineup. Like I said, they're loading up their top line. That's a great tie into the Oilers lineup. Let's get into it. The lineup report brought to you by Service Credit Union. There's only 1 month left in the Service Big Share contest, less than a month left. Don't miss your chance to win $1 million. Anyone can enter by becoming a member and saving with Service. Every $500 saved gives you 5 entries into the Service Big Share contest. You can even transfer your existing savings to Service for a chance to win $1 million. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required. For rules, visit service.ca/win. The Oilers are also loading up their top line. It is Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, and Zach Hyman up on the top line. Do we love it? Do we hate it? Do we not care anymore?
I think it's just a counterpunch to what their first line is.
You have last change. You're on home ice. I can kind of see the logic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Liam?
Yeah, I can see that same logic too. Nuge really has to find a goal at 5-on-5.
He hasn't scored a 5-on-5 in like 2 months.
Crazy.
But that's why I'm a little bit worried about that second line. I think the combo of Henrique and Nuge actually works pretty well together, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, they've done well.
And now, like last time they did it, it was with Perry. Now you're doing it with a bit of speed on the right side. And I'm kind of like, I don't dislike that.
Well, like I said, we gotta experiment a little bit before we get into the playoffs. So I think it's a worthy exercise to know if we're gonna go nuclear on the first line. We need to establish what that second line is gonna be. So you got two smart hockey players there, and as I get a better understanding of Henrique, he's got a nose for the net. Yeah, and so you know that's good for Nuge because Nuge is your net guy, so he can help feed that and try to make something happen. So
you got a net guy, you got a playmaker, you got a speed guy, forechecker.
Yeah, you got a forechecker, yeah.
The line checks boxes. I just worry about the upside.
Yep.
Yeah. Third line, McLeod, Kane, and Perry. That's actually a trio. Seems to work pretty well together.
Yeah, so when they're on the game, they're pretty strong on me.
And they can be pricks.
Yeah. And I think that's just what you want from Kane and Perry. Mm-hmm.
I know it's Groundhog Day when I say this, but Kane's got to get going.
There's too many guys that kind of need to get
going. Well, Kane's got to get going. Nuge has to get going. If those two guys are playing at their absolute best, I have zero issues with this lineup. If Kane's going to be non-existent offensively and Nuge is going to be a ghost offensively, then these aren't, you can't justify putting McDavid and Draisaitl together. So maybe this is one last kind of kick to 93 and 91 saying, get rolling.
How many goals do Draisaitl and McDavid have together at 5-on-5 with Hyman, let's say?
With Hyman, I can get you that number in a second. We also got a comment in there from Jerron who said, can you explain last change? It's basically just when you're on home ice, you get to change your line second. The road team has to put out their players. Then you'll see the ref put up his hand to the road team, and then the home team can make their change, and then he'll put up his hand to the home team or the linesman, whoever does it. So if you're the Oilers, you
guaranteed
can put
matchups.
You can, yeah, you're guaranteed to know. You can pick your matchups after whistles. So if McKinnon and Rantanen go on the ice, then if you're Chris Knobloch, you see that, you can go right to your big guns if that's the route you're going to take. Or if you're going with the shutdown option, you go with Nuge and Henrique, I suppose. So that would be that's the difference between being on home ice and being on the road. And that is also why we talked about how important it is for the Oilers to lock up home ice in first round of the playoffs. Because I think whether you're going up against Vegas or whoever, having that last change is very, very important. Liam, you wanted to know at 5-on-5 how Draisaitl, Hyman, and McDavid performed together. They've spent 265 minutes together at 5-on-5 and outscored the opposition 25-9 in that stretch.
Cool.
Not bad.
That'll help. That'll help tonight.
Yeah. And again, they are a juggernaut together. And no one is saying they're not, but I think the concern would be when you look at a guy like Ryan Nugent Hopkins, when he's been on the ice without one of McDavid or Draisaitl, 381 minutes, outscored 17-15. So again,
did they do this last time they played Colorado?
I think so.
Because that line didn't score that night. Because Fogle and Carrick both got the goals. I'm pretty sure Carrick, that was one of the games McDavid was held pointless on.
But if it diffuses their first line, I don't know what the matchups were.
Yeah, well, the only point McKinnon got was an overtime point in that game. So it kind of did balance. They just canceled each other out of the game.
But again, I think that's a dangerous game to play if you're the Oilers, is just going with the approach of canceling each other out. Last time they went up against the Avalanche, the most common forward line. They did. They went Leon, McDavid, and Hyman. They played 9 minutes together. Henrique, Kane, and Brown was the line that played together the most, 943, because they also had McDavid, Nuge, and Hyman play 818 together. So they actually went kind of half the game with Nuge up with McDavid and Hyman, and then they went nuclear for the back half of the hockey game with Drysdale, McDavid, and Hyman. They started the game with Drysdale, Fogel, McLeod.
I do like the Dry Henrique duo.
I do too.
But I like Nuge Henrique too, though.
I do, but I like Dry Henrique better.
Okay.
I like Nuge. I like Nuge, Hyman, McDavid.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. At what point, like, I don't mind the line shuffling. Sometimes,
that somehow we have to lock it in to kind of get, kind of forge it for the playoffs. I'm with you.
Like, and when does that happen? You know,
maybe with 5 games left.
But this could be a playoff matchup, right?
It could be conference finals.
Is this what you're going to do? If you get that far?
I've made this one a couple times now. I think maybe the Oilers just lean into the blunder even more. As much as that's going to drive people nuts, is their strength maybe that everyone in that top 9 is comfortable playing with each other. And throughout the course of a 7-game series, you can hit the other team with 3 different looks and feel relatively confident everyone's going to be or have some amount of chemistry.
What's going to happen,
okay,
is someone not named McDavid or Drysdale is going to go Fernando Pisani mode.
They're going to have to.
Someone's going to do it.
Yeah.
Why? Because we need it.
Well,
and no, that's what's going to help dictate what the second line is. It could be Janmark.
I hope so.
Well, it won't be, but it could be someone else.
Connor Brown.
I would love that.
Like someone who's just going to be gritty and willing to just work their tail off is somehow going to produce a little bit. If not, then we're in trouble.
That Vegas series, the Vegas playoff run, maybe I'm not remembering it correctly, but they didn't really sway from what their forward group was, forward lines were. Once they got the rhythm, of course, they kept going. Am I wrong?
They ran that? McDavid dry, didn't they, in the playoffs? Against Vegas?
Yeah, I meant Vegas didn't change their line.
Oh, no, they didn't have to. They just rolled four. They rolled 4 lines.
But isn't that a better strength than being like, we're just going
to, if you have 4 really good, like, if you got 4 lines you can roll, yeah. Like, that's the dream. If you can roll 4 lines, then you're giving McDavid and Drysdale the air, literally, that they need to be performing at their best.
But the Oilers can run at least 3.
What's that?
They have 3 lines.
I know,
they
but
spread out, dry
sell them. Yeah, yeah. Fair, but like, if you got to roll 4 lines.
I would trust that 4th line if it was Janmark, Carrick, and Brown.
Do you think Carrick deserves to be a regular?
Yeah.
Night one of the playoffs, who are you playing, Ryan or Carrick?
Carrick.
I'm surprised you're signing.
No.
It feels like an easy choice.
No, it is an easy choice. It's just, I love DR, but It's gotta be Carrick. You need meat.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking Connor Brown or Matthias Janmark out for Derek Ryan either.
I think Derek Ryan, he always gets hit hard, doesn't he?
He gets rocked.
Nailed a lot.
Rocked. Well, it's because he's tiny.
Yeah. So like you said, I agree, Jay. Like having the bigger guy in Carrick in the lineup.
And just wear them down.
Which again, I'm surprised he's not in the lineup tonight.
I know. We should have him in the lineup.
He's noticeable.
Yeah. And he's like, there's always one point in the game where he's like a factor to score. Yeah,
there's something. Like I said, he scored against Colorado the last time.
He had a breakaway last game.
Yeah, so I would keep him in over Derek Ryan.
I would. But again, like the reason I'm not complaining about the blender right now, the reason I'm not even really going to complain about Ryan and for Carrick is like, I think down the stretch a rotation's fine. Like just keep trying a few different things. I'm not.
Down the stretch. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
It's fine if you don't have anything to play for.
But yeah.
The Oilers have to lock up home ice. If not, you're going into Vegas.
And after losing to Dallas like we did, like this is the game that we actually deploy like our playoff type game.
Yeah. Like it's a bit close for comfort. You're only 4 points behind, 2 games in hand though.
It's a big wall. Like if you win tonight with your game in hand, like you pretty much solidify that second spot.
Yeah.
They do play Vegas once more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have one more head-to-head against Golden Knights.
Yeah, so that's why winning tonight is important because that is a 4-point game.
All right, that is your lineup report for our friends at Service Credit Union. Let's continue along with the show. Get to a little Sherwood Ford Giant game day question here. Aaron, can you flash back up? what's an acceptable record down the stretch here for the Edmonton Oilers? Final eight games. And here I'll give a couple of numbers here. Like, again, you're seven back of the Canucks, two games in hand and a head to head against them. I think if you have, if you want any hope of closing that gap on the Canucks, 6-1-1 is the worst you could probably do in this stretch, because that would give you 13 points. That would put you at 108. And then the Canucks would only then be able to pick up 5 points in their, in the five games they play that aren't against the Oilers. So, man, you would still need the Canucks to go 2-3 at that point if you beat them and go 6-1-1 down the stretch. I actually think if you want to win the division, and Rusty says it here, if you go 8-0, you win the division. Yeah. I don't think they're going 8-0 with three sets of back-to-backs, though. So I think it's maybe...
It's what they got to do. We can't limp into the playoffs. We have to finish hot. And we have to play some tough teams. So there are some tough games on that schedule. But, like, there's what? Potentially, we don't know what that Colorado game is going to be, the very last one. But say that one means something. So we have four tough games. We got to win three of those tough games.
Yeah.
Or go 2-1-1.
Points in at least three of them, I think.
Yeah, 2-1-1 I would accept. And then you have to win the rest. Like they should go 6-2 or 6-1. Like that's just what they should, like that's what they should do.
Yeah.
Like they gotta do that. If we're gonna go rolling in like a hot pistol in the round one.
And Naeem goes, I'd rather limp in and then get hot in the playoffs.
No, but teams don't limp into the playoffs and get hot.
So we had Jason DeMers on the show earlier this week, and he is confirmed back every Monday on Oilers Nation every day will be Jason DeMers' segment. So we're excited to have him back after the weekend here, and there'll be a couple of games for us to recap as well. But he said he was on Sharks teams that went on deep runs. He's played in the playoffs a lot, and he said you can tell, like, when you're rolling going into the playoffs and your systems are in check and everyone's on the same page, you can't just flip that switch during 2 days of practicing between the regular season and playoffs.
You've got to come in. You got to roll in hot, and like not hot, like 20 game heater hot, because the clock's going to strike 12, but like in these last eight games going 6-2 hot.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think you want to win at least one of these sets to be a focus.
Like they got to want this.
Cause the other thing too is like, there's a head to head looming there against the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm trying to be positive today, but if you lose that, I'm nervous about home ice all of a sudden, because Vegas' schedule isn't as daunting as yours. And not that
but if we go 6-2 and Vegas happens to be one of those losses, fine.
Yeah.
But statement wise, like the games I care about that I want them to win are the two against the Avalanche and four games, Canucks, Avalanche, both Vegas.
Yeah.
Lose to San Jose. I don't give a shit. those games.
I shouldn't have said the Golden Knights have an easier schedule. They really don't. Seven games remaining for the Golden Knights. They go Yotes tonight, and they go Canucks, Oilers, Wild, but then Avs, and then end the season with Hawks and Ducks. So it's a 50-50 split there between good teams and bad teams for them down the stretch as well. So, I mean, again, the Oilers 3 points up on Vegas with a game in hand right now. I'm just a little bit nervous that tonight looks like Vegas has what we'd probably consider an auto win spot against the Yotes. I know.
Well, hopefully they think that.
Hopefully they think that way. But if the Oilers have a tough night against Colorado, then it's a 1 point gap, and you're like, oh, okay, you still got to play Vegas. Like the Oilers, you said it, Liam, still have something to play for. Second in the division is not as locked up as it was a week ago.
I got a hot take.
Okay,
tonight's an auto win for the Oilers.
I agree.
Why do you think it's just
because
you're playing such a good team, Jay?
Like Colorado is going to play the Edmonton Oilers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're coming out of that Dallas game where they made some glaring mistakes.
Yep.
And they know that they need to tighten their shit up as they get into the playoffs. And this is just like playing against Dallas was the same game and they got whacked. I think they're going to come in disciplined, hardworking, and I think that Avalanche have zero chance.
They also played in Minnesota last night.
Yeah, you know where Minnesota is?
Stodden.
That way, like 2.5 hour flight, maybe three.
I time know. Zone.
Yeah.
Jet lagged.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So is Gorgiev playing? Or do they have the other guy, whoever that is?
Let's do some prep.
How do the Oilers perform on snow days? Thoughts?
Interesting.
Maybe something to think about.
Does it energize us?
Colorado.
I loved it.
Colorado won 5-2.
Confirmed.
And Gorgiev's confirmed. Yeah, they played Justus Annanen last night, and he stopped 33 of 34 in the victory.
I don't know what the Oilers' record should be the rest of the way, but I know that they need to beat these good teams to prove it to themselves a little bit too.
Like silence the haters.
You can't go into the playoffs and lose games against Dallas, Vegas, Colorado, and Vancouver in a month leading up to the playoffs.
I think I agree with you. All right, let's go over to what everyone is saying over in the Charm Diamond Center's YouTube chat. What do we got here?
They don't believe in me.
Yeah, I mean, so Taylor says nobody knows anything. Decent point. I think a pretty solid piece of a observation when watching this show.
That's a bold take.
Yeah. I like your optimism, Jay, but I doubt your prediction. I think I maybe.
So you don't think the Oilers can win tonight? You're thinking they're losing?
I just think.
That's my counterpoint to that. Like, I'm saying auto win. You don't think so you're thinking it's auto loss?
No, but I think there's a middle ground between auto win and auto loss is the point,
Jeff. I'm saying they're going to win tonight.
And if
they win, I'm right.
That's true.
Like, it's that easy. Doesn't matter if I put an auto prefix to it or not, which I'm electing to use the auto prefix.
I just think it's a little bit of...
There's certain games where you just know your team's going to win. You just know.
And if they
there's circumstances, there's that. And it's whether it be a slump buster game or just, you know, they're pissed with how they lost their last game and they're going to come out hard. Like,
and if they were playing Arizona tonight, I'd be right there with you. I'd be putting too much money on Oilers -2.5, but they're not playing Arizona tonight. They're playing the Colorado Avalanche.
Dookie, you want to bet? Sure. Let me know how we can facilitate that. I'll bet you $100 the Oilers win tonight. Dackie, right. Sorry. I read that A as an O.
Ravina's in. I'm with Jay. We got this one. Sadistic. Good vibes. All right. Sure.
Then they'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think Colorado have a very average road record? They are 19-5-5 on the road. 19-15-5.
19-15. So they are a game below 500 straight up on the road.
Guaranteed win. I'm with Jay.
It's circumstances, not even like the stats. It's just, I think they're going to come into this game and put their best, like, concerted effort across all elements because of what happened. And if they don't, I'm concerned. And if they do and they lose a 1-0 or 2-1 game, well, then still, I didn't get the outcome that I'm betting on. But, like, at least I saw the effort that I want to see. Like, I know we're getting that tonight. That I am 100% convinced of.
All right. Because they almost don't have a choice.
Yes.
They really just have to play that way.
Yeah. Charm Diamond Center is proudly Canadian owned and operated since 1972. You can get a custom ring built and delivered in less than 4 weeks with the Charm Masterpiece program. And it all comes with their unbeatable pricing policy. For more information, go to charmdiamondcenters.com. Our feet touched. Yeah, Charm Diamond Centers, home of the Pro Pose. I think we were on probably about a 4 or 5 show run of not having our feet touched.
Yeah, but I wore my boots today.
There should be a sign on the wall.
Days since our feet touched.
Show since.
Well, we've got more room petting. Now. We got rid of that big clock.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yeah, the traded line was months ago, bro.
Well, we got rid of the clock like 3 weeks
ago. We can do countdown to puck drop for game one.
Yeah.
That's true. Ooh, we don't even know what day.
Until Sunday night. And we don't know what time it's at.
Jason Gregor said that game one might be Monday, the 21st, not Sunday, the 20th.
Saturday is the 20th.
He said it'll be one of those 2 days. Whatever the Sunday, Monday. Yeah, so it would be the 22nd.
That's why the conversation we had before the show, Jay.
Yeah, but you said in the series, not to start the series.
Either way, I think we may need to look at changing our arrangements. Just saying. Anyways, very excited for
personal matters.
Where did Gregor say this?
On his radio show. You don't listen?
Oh, who the hell?
Sports 1440.
I do listen.
On your AM dial?
Do I listen? I was on the show the other day. How about that?
That's when I turned it off.
Okay. Let's continue along here with the show. I think we'll save Sounds of the Oil for after the Star Mechanical inbox. Let's do Keys to Victory for our friends at Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. It is now open in Sherwood Park. And you know what? They're not that far away from doing. I'm hearing some rumblings, some rumors that they might be doing a grand opening soon, Liam.
Woo.
Stay tuned for more details.
The pool is ready?
Hey, maybe.
That'd be sick.
Maybe. I can't confirm or deny.
I have a pool. It's not ready.
Is it indoor or outdoor?
It's outdoor.
Ah.
Indoor is a whole.
You have an outdoor pool?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
You should freeze it in the winter, make it a rink.
Oh, yeah.
I think I that do. Would ruin every piece of plumbing that goes
in.
Yeah,
you have to keep it below the jet. So you do keep some water in it over the summer.
Really?
Or winter. You keep a lot of water in it over the summer.
can we do a pool show over the summer?
At some point.
On a boat?
Yes, I'd like to have a pool party with the team at some point.
Well, this sounds like fun.
Yeah, you got to earn it. You'll have to be real nice to me.
Yeah. Sherwood Power Sports and Marine is the exclusive spot in Sherwood Park for all things Yamaha, which include Yamaha boats, boat motors, dirt and street bikes, ATVs, side-by-sides, and motorcycles. Keys to victory tonight. I'm going to say bottom nine be better than break even. If McKinnon and McDavid and those two supercharged top lines go head-to-head, unstoppable force, immovable object, then this game will be defined by what the bottom nine does. And I think that's where the Oilers need to be better. They got guys who need to break out of a slump. Tonight is a great way to do it. They got guys who need to show that they are much, 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 much better than they were against the Dallas Stars. Tonight is the night to do it. You are on home ice. You have a chance to clinch a playoff spot because your magic number is one. Do it tonight. Show up, bottom nine. Let's go.
Well,
sounds like an auto win to me.
I will actually completely disagree with what you said. Because last time they played Colorado, the bottom nine broke even and they lost in overtime. So what I will say is the nuclear line has to win that game for the Oilers tonight. Superstars show up. That's the reason the Oilers lost against Dallas. We can talk about the bottom nine not doing anything.
Special players, special teams, special plays.
Well, let's think about the other circumstance here, which goes behind my auto win statement.
What if they do that?
No.
Okay.
It leans on your point, mm-hmm. but there's stakes at this game. This is McDavid against McKinnon. Mm-hmm. McKinnon put up a bunch of points last night, I think, or the game before or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's got some work to do.
3.9 last night in Minnesota.
There is nothing better. And I know it's on McDavid's vision board or whatever, his bulletin board that he gets to fuel him up. Him shutting down McKinnon and putting 2 or 3 points on him. Massive. You don't think he wants that?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, and he's not going to try to do that. Like, you're going to have Selke and Art Ross Connor are going to make a baby for tonight's conversion of Connor.
Yep.
And that's what you're going to get. He's going to shut down McKinnon and dunk on him.
Connor McDavid, 4 points back of Nathan MacKinnon, 7 back of Nikita Kucherov.
Hell yeah, let's go.
But he has two more.
Dunks 4 on him tonight. Then they're tied.
Hell yeah.
And he's only 3 back of Cooch.
Games remaining is another important column there as
Very
well.
Important. That's why also why he needs to shut him down and make up in this game. This is a makeup game.
All right. Well, there you go. Let's see if there are any keys to victory over in the YouTube chat. Naeem says our defense needs to be better tonight. If Nurse has another bad game, I would sit him, sign time to send a message. Well, they're not going to sit Darnell Nurse, but I do agree with the message sending at some point. I think with how few games are left in the season, I think now is the time. If guys aren't playing well, you send a message if you're Chris Knobloch and say, if you're not playing well, you're not sitting for a whole game, but sitting a vet for 12, 15 minutes.
He won't do it.
He won't do it. There's no way. I mean, the Oilers have never had a coach who will do that.
No, they haven't.
They hire players, coaches.
Got Torts in here. Hitchcock.
Someone commented yesterday, the Oilers would have 3 cups if they hired Torts when McDavid's career began. I think maybe
who
not.
Said that?
Someone in the chat.
I didn't realize he had won 3 cups since McDavid came into the league.
Interesting. It's interesting. Because I bet you Torts would have more say on the roster construction and maybe some things would be different earlier.
Yeah, they would have given Lucic more money.
McDavid wouldn't be able to do his tricks anymore. Remember when he said that? What did he say?
Yeah, Torts was basically like, he's got to change the way he plays.
Yeah.
So I'm
that kinda, was TV Torts.
You think those are two totally different people?
If that happened on Torts' team, he'd be like, hell yeah.
Key to victory from Troy. Leave the lines alone. Don't go against your initial message of no blender, then blend like Woodcroft. So, yeah, I mean, hey, if you're going to start with Connor and Leon together.
Happened again.
Our feet touched again. If you're going to start with Connor and Leon together, roll with it. Have some courage of your convictions, I think, is the way.
Well, Knobloch's been blending during his whole tenure.
Scott Aroney says, Liam hogging all the pillows on that coach.
Need my back support.
You're a lumbar guy?
I'm not at an angle. I'm at a terrible angle.
I always find sometimes I'm like this and I'm like, shit, I got to feel so catch me. Down. And I'm also very fidgety to begin with.
See, that's why I have the 2 pillows.
Christopher Palmer is going to be sitting right here next Friday.
We'll balance this out.
Ooh, I forgot we have a guest joining us on the Star Mechanical guest line. We got way too caught up in Keys to Victory there.
Has he been ice in the green room?
Yeah, DJ's been there for a while. Let's get up to the Star Mechanical guest line, Edmonton's number one plumbing and heating company. You can find out more about what they do residentially, commercially, with their 24/7 emergency service by visiting them online at starmechanical.ca. DJ Bean, one half of What Chaos with Pete Blackburn, joins us to talk a little Edmonton Oilers. DJ, how's it going, man?
Yeah, when you said you said that you left me hanging, I was planning on doing like an asleep thing, but then I was thinking, who am I, Darnell Nurse in the second period? Guys, I'm kidding.
Oh, zing. DJ Bean, also the president of the Boston chapter of the Bob Stauffer fan club.
Check out what I'm wearing.
Hey!
Bob it. That's our guy.
Yeah, Bob it. Bob's
you know why he's guy. You know why he's our guy? Because everyone who has anything to do with the Oilers is our guy. Because Gene is our guy. Jack is our guy. Louis is our guy. I just made fun of Darnell Nurse. Darnell Nurse is our guy. We love it all.
DJ, offline, we should have a conversation about how we can take this love for the Oilers and do some playoff content together.
Oh, boy. I mean, we had the conversation on the show yesterday. Subscribe to What Chaos if you haven't, folks. I think I'm doing the mustache, both for Stu Skinner, but mainly for Daniel Plainview, the main character of There Will Be Blood, the ultimate oil man. We do a lot of oil man Oilers crossover sort of stuff over in the What Chaos land. But yeah, I think I'm going to be dressing and looking like Daniel Day-Lewis as close as I can.
How did the 24-hour trade deadline show go? Last time we had you, that was the build-up to it.
Liam, it went great. Like, very, very oddly, it went great. None of us fell asleep. For some reason, we don't know why, for some reason, YouTube algorithmically put us in front of a lot of people. So, like, we actually got a lot of people who had never heard of us or heard of the show pop in and be like, what the hell are these guys doing? And some of them stayed. A good amount of them stayed. And I don't think we missed anything. Like, we never missed news, but we for sure kept ourselves busy doing paintings of players who were traded. And we had Gene on. That was probably the highlight of it. Gene had just been blown away by the cannon in Columbus. So we were able to not only break the news of all these various trades — we weren't breaking any news — but we were able to get a kind of firsthand account of hockey's biggest news, which was that Gene had been scared by the cannon.
One thing quickly before I move on, if you started selling that Bobbit shirt, I think the people in our YouTube chat alone would make you a rich man, DJ.
I do all these ones. I'll make one for Pete to wear. And if it's like, if it's more in my wheelhouse, like the, like Bob Stauffer type stuff, I'll make one for me to wear. I made a short Kings one that was like the Kings logo. I gave that to Pete. Did a CBJ, CRJ, Carly Rae Jepsen shirt. That those fake, you know, those like fake Google links that respond to things and say like, oh, we have this shirt. No, you don't. They're one of one maniacal, terrible things. But I do want to start like just giving them away when we hit certain metrics. We're a young show. We started mid-season. So I don't know. We'll dangle them as carrots for when we hit certain subscriber amounts.
I gave you some homework for today's interview on the show, your appearance on the show. And I said, DJ, you love Gene. We're getting towards the end of the regular season, which is sadly kind of the end of Gene's time on our televisions as they move away from the local broadcast, which, okay, let's go there. It is bullshit we don't get Gene and Jack on our TVs for the postseason.
Buddy, you're speaking to someone who had to watch that shit on Wednesday on TNT. I love TNT, but the only thing that could have made that experience tolerable for me watching that very disappointing game would be if at intermission they were like, yo, it's somebody's birthday. Let's do a birthday cake thing instead of talking about this game. Instead, the TNT crew was doing unconscionable things like showing replays of what happened in the second period. I thought it was very unprofessional, and I knew that my Sportsnet guys wouldn't do that kind of move.
No, you would get an 18-minute segment on the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation and the dogs they're like auctioning off or whatever the hell they're doing right now. I don't know.
Way it's supposed to be. Yes. Oh, hockey. I thought this was hockey.
So I tasked you with some homework. I said, we're getting to the end of the regular season, end of Gene's run. I want your top three moments from Gene Principe this season. What is your number three?
Okay. Number three, we'll say, is the Hunter Jr. interview around Christmas time. That picture is... it's saved on every device I have. I'm going to buy, I don't have an Apple Watch. I'm going to buy an Apple Watch just so I could have it on another thing. I constantly need access to that picture because when I invariably bring up Gene Principe in social conversations and they ask, what is Gene Principe? Who is that? Why do you care about him? I show this picture. The fact that this man did like a 3-minute interview and could have done 9 minutes with this borderline inanimate object not speaking back to him shows not only the comedic chops this man has, but just what a pro's pro he is television-wise. Done a lot of TV in my day. I can't do that sort of thing.
Two things. I love that there was also like an actual child under the Minnie Hunter costume. That's hilarious. And we haven't seen Minnie Hunter since. No. I don't know where they put him or where they stashed him away. But I also don't know why the Oilers won't make Minnie Hunter a more regular occurrence.
Yes, it makes Hunter aspirational that it can be real.
Yeah, there you go. We pulled all the clips. Like I sent you the text. I was like, hey, would you mind throwing together your top three Gene moments? And you responded with three things, video links, all of that stuff, like almost immediately. Your number two moment was a Gene intro.
Yes. Okay. My number. No. Well, I'll say I don't want to go out of order. If I say something like out of order, is that going to screw production wise? Well,
should we just play the clip, the one you sent me?
Okay. So I know there's so many awesome options for his best moment of the season. There's shoveling. There's the baseball thing. There's so much stuff, and I don't want to make the number one something that had to do with me. So I'll make number two. When after basically every episode of our show is about Gene in some sort of way, we finally in Vegas, the night, sadly, that the win streak was broken, we met Gene Principe, sat down with him, did an episode of What Chaos with him. And this is it. I mean, incredible.
What a beauty. I don't know if
the audio is playing.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Great to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you guys too. Hi, Pete.
We're so excited.
This is great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know if you know this, but we're big fans.
Yeah, well, you guys have been very kind to me. We're not worthy. You guys have been really nice to me, and especially on social media, where sometimes things aren't so nice. You guys, what can
you're
I say?
I mean, our show has just become a Gene Principe cover band.
They say never meet your heroes, but if your hero's Gene, you absolutely meet
and
him.
And he lives up to it.
He lives up to it 1,000%.
That's exactly what Pete said after. He said, they say never meet your heroes. They don't have Gene as a hero then. Mm-hmm. Because if you have Gene as a hero, you want to meet him. He was awesome with us. He's just like, he's everything that we're about. He's sweet. He's funny. When he needs to get down to brass tacks, he'll get down to brass tacks. But ideally, there isn't brass tacks. And ideally, he can screw around and do ridiculous intros. And they're so thoughtful. I can't imagine what it's like working on that broadcast with him. Because typically, when there's someone who's always kind of pushing the envelope, it can rock the boat a little bit. But I know that he's just cut from a different cloth. That nobody who's working with him is like, what? We have to hold a boom mic while you do what? I think they're all like, oh my God. Yeah, Gene, great idea.
It is great. And like, even going back, obviously, Gene's been around forever. What?
You were shitting on Gene.
What?
On Real Life.
Unbelievable.
Yesterday.
What did I say yesterday on Real Life about Gene?
yeah, DJ. You guys made fun of what he said on the last show. I can't remember the name.
It was on a tee. Romo wasn't built in a day.
I just said that wasn't his best work. Romo wasn't built in a day.
It was a little bit more absolute and hurtful than that.
No.
And I came immediately to his defense. Gene
works his
bag off to come up with puns. And when one night, when one's on a tee for him, let him have it.
He grinds. I thought it was.
He has to really dig deep to connect some of this stuff. And finally, one is given to him, and you shit on him for it.
All right. I know DJ is gonna. He's probably gonna be doing a silence protest now for the rest of the show. Number one Gene moment. Should we just play it?
Let's just do it.
Play it with the sound.
And welcome to Rogers Oilers Hockey and Sports. And I'm Gene Print. Gino, when I was a kid, my nona would say, Gino, you're going to make a good pizza boy when you grow up. And especially on a day like today. It is. It's about time. Prego. It is National Pizza Day. So, bello grazie. I want you to know that it is a day that we honor pizza. And I'm going to give you a pizza my mind. And that's because the Edmonton Oilers, what a historic run. Tying Columbus for the second longest winning streak, consecutive games at 16, one away from tying the NHL record, but we move on. Speaking of which, I tell you what, for the Edmonton Oilers goalie, it's been a slice, and that is Calvin Pickard on a night where the Edmonton Oilers finished 2023 with a victory. He was a difference maker and has been for Edmonton when necessary so far this season between the pipes for Edmonton. Okay, it's mozzarella di bufalo. There's some Parmigiano Reggiano, basil, olive oil, and San Marzano tomatoes. Hey, for Corey Perry, he'd like to be topping it off when it comes to his career with another Stanley Cup. He's so familiar with this building. He said it was a bit strange to leave, but now he's back. He's in a new home with the Edmonton Oilers and hoping to have success. Beautiful. Okay, two guys who always deliver. Here's Louis DeBrus and Jack Michael.
Oh, that's so good.
Come on. Come on.
He pulled like six puns out of that.
I told you my favorite show is Oilers game. And that is why you got to consider. And I do know the exact date of this game. It was Friday, February 9th, because it was the game following our meeting with him and the game in which the 16 game win streak was ended, or the game following that, I should say, in Anaheim. I'm home from this trip to Vegas, pop on the TV, and I'm like, all right, I hope Gene has something for me. I don't know that it's National Pizza Day. We find out, I feel, a lot of us, what national days it is from what Gene's doing. And for him to come out of the gate on this, like, of course, a broadcast could lead with, how do the Oilers respond? They had a 16. No. It's Gene Princino, and he's talking about his nono and his nona, whatever. And he's telling us that Jack and Louis always deliver. Who else can do that? The best.
And I love the fan base as well, because now our chat is talking about what the snubs were from our three best Gene moments. I will agree with Calvin Pickard in the chat, who says Gene eating the hot dog off the floor. That was an unbelievable one.
That's improv at its finest. Seeing it through.
Yeah.
He also, in Columbus, it was the night of the 24-hour stream. He smeared ketchup on his face. He crashed into the wall and threw ketchup on his face.
Because Ric Flair didn't show up.
Oh, right? Yeah.
That's right. Oh,
that's good.
Man, you don't know how you have it. There are some franchises, New England Patriots, they like for a long time, they won every year. And it was just like, man, you know, they don't get how good they are. There are 31 franchises in the NHL that do not have Gene Principe. You know how much that sucks for them? The pain, the agony that they're probably hoping for every year, like, is this the year we get Gene? And they start up the game one of the season, they're like, god damn it, he's still in Edmonton.
Before we let you go, I will ask you one semi-serious hockey question, because you do watch a ton of Oilers hockey. What's the biggest X factor for this team heading into the playoffs? Like, the Oilers will have playoff success if this ends up coming through for them.
Oh, God, I would say if they could just have three stable lines, and I know that Evander Kane is going to be a big part of that. Like, I love the Henrique addition, just because once you get Henrique, there's so many, look at your production. You have so many players that you could play, Draisaitl, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Henrique, that can be either left wing or center. So there's so much you could do combination-wise with McDavid and Hyman. Obviously, I love Draisaitl on the top line there, but it's an embarrassment of riches. If they could find three lines that are churning out at not necessarily a McDavid Hyman rate, but a representative top six rate, because the players that they have all, like, they do have three lines, I would say, worth of top six forwards. So if they're getting offensive production like that, it's fine. You're the Oilers. You're generally going to trade chances more than most teams would like, but that's what we sign up for. Oilers fans. I'm speaking like I'm on What Chaos. Oilers fans, all are welcome. I think that that's kind of the key. And obviously, I think that Wednesday night opened up a lot of questions about Darnell Nurse. But I think by and large, is he an overpaid second pair defenseman? Yes, but I think that he is a really good second pair defenseman. So as long as he finds his game, and there can be humbling that comes from that embarrassing a loss. It was a national game. All eyes were on the Oilers. This, I thought, was their most embarrassing loss of the season. And this is a season in which they got a coach fired because they couldn't beat the Sharks. So I think by and large, I have a good mindset as an Oilers fan going into the postseason. Am I scared shitless of the Vegas Golden Knights? Who's to say? Absolutely, yes, I am. I will say I'm terrified. I don't want the Golden Knights, but it looks like it's going to happen. That said, maybe revenge is a storyline. I believe.
We'll see you in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. That's the, we're like, should we travel for the playoffs or should we be grinding out?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we should figure out how we can come together on some playoff stuff.
We absolutely have to cross over.
Get to Edmonton.
Because we love you and I think you tolerate us. So that's a very good combination. I think that there's magic that can be made.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Bean, one half of What Chaos, find him on YouTube and subscribe him. And Pete, do fantastic work. And you know you're getting a good dose of Oilers talk as well. DJ, appreciate you giving us some time. We hope to see you in Edmonton one day.
Thank you. Go Oilers. Go Gene.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There you go. DJ Bean on the Star Mechanical Guest Line, Edmonton's number one plumbing and heating company. We spent 14 minutes just talking about Gene.
Well deserved. We don't do it enough, yeah. To be honest.
Hell yeah.
A different flavor.
He like, and if you go back to like why he does what he does, it was like try to bring light to the fans when it was a very dark time.
Yeah.
How long has he been with Sportsnet? Like, was he there from the start of the?
I remember when he was on a channel.
I remember during a lockout. What year was that? 2012.
He was covering poker.
He was covering he did a show on
Everyone Sportsnet was covering poker
called Soccer Central.
Oh,
and
so
he was the host of it.
There's the Gene we know, and then there's Mean Gene on the soccer pitch.
Yeah. Yes.
He is a very spirited soccer coach.
I've heard the tales.
Yes. Yes. We should start. Yeah.
Gene lore goes deep.
It goes real deep.
We're running a little bit low on time today. We got a couple other things we have to crush out. Let's get to Sounds of the Oil, presented by Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. The Aerial Park opens May 31st. I went and got a good in-person view of that bad boy the other day. We're going to have fun when we have our Aerial Park date, Liam. Also, rainbow-valley.com if you want to look into the camping bookings. The Oilers nominee for the Bill Masterton Trophy this year is none other than Vinny Desharnais. He spoke about that earlier today. Let's take a listen.
Obviously, it's always nice to be recognized like that, to be nominated for an NHL trophy. If you had told me that a couple years ago, I would have probably laughed at you. But yeah, obviously, it's just lots of hard work, lots of passion for the game, and lots of people along the way that that's supported me. I've mentioned it many times before. My support group has been awesome for me, and for me to play over 100 games in this league, I don't think I could have made it without them. So it's really awesome. But at the end of the day, it's a nomination, and I'm here to play hockey. I'm not here to get nominated. So I'm just going to focus on my game tonight.
If this is you know, the top or somewhere close to the top. Where did it start? Where did this journey?
At the bottom. There's a few moments, obviously, in my career that I look back and I can see where I could have just quit. Obviously, East Coast, when I played in the East Coast, a couple of months before that, when I was going through a depression, going back to the BCHL, where when I started the BCHL, I was seventh defenseman, and they wanted to send me to Junior B. When I didn't get drafted in the QMJHL draft, for me, it felt like a failure to me. So there's a few moments that I can think that were pretty tough in my career that were hard. But I think that kind of built me into this person I am today and into this hardworking player.
How could you not love Vinny?
God love him. He's going to be an Oilers legend forever.
Seventh round pick that becomes an actual regular staple in the lineup for any amount of time is so astronomically against the odds. So, love it. Hopefully this summer we get a nice, shiny Vinny Desharnais extension in Edmonton and he sticks around.
Well, not too shiny.
Well, shiny enough. I think it's
a good value.
I think there's like, yeah, I think it'll be an extremely fair deal to both sides.
3x2. Three years, $2 million a year.
That's rich.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that high.
Well, then I don't think you're getting Vinny back.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. All right, there you go. Shout out to Vinny Desharnais, Masterton nominee. I love that he talked a little bit about the tough stretches he went through as well. It is a short for Giant Game Day edition of the show, which means it's time for the Betway Game Day Betting Challenge. With Betway, you can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. Create a new account, scan the QR code that is on your screen right now and redeem your bonus. Place a bet with no minimum amount required. And if the bet loses, you will get a refund up to $200. You can then use that money to bet on your favorite sports. This offer is available only outside of Ontario.
Sounds like a great thing to do on auto win night.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
All right. So, Jay, are you putting your money where your mouth is? What's your bet?
I'm exactly what I've been professing from day one. Oilers money line, McDavid 2+ points.
All right.
Why didn't I get 3+? Because I saw someone say you better have 3+. I couldn't get that in the prepackaged without having to lump in over 6.5 and all that. And I think this might be a 3-1 game. So that is my logic. And it's juicy enough.
3-1.
And will get me caught up to Tyler.
Close. Because I think I'm going to win. Hyman over 3.5 shots. Betting it for a second straight game because he's hit it in like 8 of 9. Missed last game. I like him on the bounce back tonight. Good on home ice. Playing with both Leon and Connor. I do think the Leon shot prop is maybe a decent shout tonight as well. Liam, you're going a different way for a shot prop on that top line.
This is off brand.
Yeah, why is it off brand?
For you to go McDavid shot prop?
Well, he had 7 last time they played Colorado.
I understand, but like that's off brand for you.
Because I should have gone assists
or something more juicy. That's very low juice for you.
Well, I lost the last couple.
Oh,
stabilizer. This is a stabilizer.
So you're okay. Yeah, no, I'm trying to swing my way out.
Yeah, I'm just tapping singles. So I'll take that. McDavid shots.
All right.
Drysdale shots is probably good tonight, actually. Drysdale goal? +120? Is it?
I don't know.
McDavid had 8 shots on Wednesday as well.
There you go.
Yeah, he's been racking.
He's going to buzz tonight. Like, I think it's like, am I in my portfolio of bets going to have the McDavid shot prop? Oh, yeah.
In your portfolio of bets.
Oh, it's auto win night, so I'm going crazy.
And Liam's calling it auto win night and not going Oilers money line. That is
interesting. Well, we discussed on the show. Is that?
Well, the Oilers money line is minus.
-135.
It is. Yeah, they are favorites again. So,
because even the books know it's auto win night.
+120 Draisaitl goal, +110 Hyman goal, +125 McDavid, +240 Eugene Hopkins at number 4.
What just happened? What are you watching while you're doing this show?
Ernie Clement solo bomb 1-0 Jays.
Who the hell is that?
Ernie Clement?
Yes.
Mr. Buffalo Bison?
Roberto Clemente?
He's fired up.
Buffalo.
105 miles per hour off the bat. Boom. 1-0 in the 7th for the Jays.
This is the commitment Tyler gives to you, audience.
It's 1:00.
Yeah, I know.
Who are they playing?
The Yankees. Coombsy's in the building. He's at Yankee Stadium watching this one.
That's cool.
Shout out to Coombsy.
So it's 1-0.
1-0 in the 7th. Kikuchi gave him 6 innings of shutout ball. Jeez, shout out to the Kuchmeister. Okay, let's wrap it up. It's his nickname. The menu for DoorDash, 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. You can even take advantage of the Double Dash feature. Add a second stop onto your DoorDash order for zero extra delivery fees. Let DoorDash handle the cooking tonight.
Marcus Stroman plays for the Yankees.
He got the start, and he gave them six innings of shutout ball. They pulled them, and then Ernie Clement, the Urn Dog, goes deep. The big urn.
What does he play?
He crushed this baseball. He's a utility guy. Plays all over. He's like 26 years old. Finally made an opening day roster for the first time in his career. Pretty great story. He's the Blue Jays Vinny.
He's 28.
28 and just made a big league roster for the first time in his career.
That's good looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
Nice smile.
Big Buffalo Bills fan.
Uh-huh. Where's he from? Oh, he's from Rochester. Yeah.
Yeah.
Played for the A's.
Jays Sacramento A's?
Just the A's.
Sack down. All right. Menu. ONR dropping in a couple of hours and premiering on the ON YouTube later today.
Yeah, we'll say 6.
Say 6 o'clock. Well, pre-gaming's at 6.
We'll say 5.
Pre-gaming with Boardsy at 6 o'clock. Myself and Aaron will be live to get you set for Edmonton versus Colorado tonight at Rogers Place. Post-game following. Who's on post-game tonight?
Well, it says on the schedule, Coomsey.
Oh, yeah.
He's just said he's in New York. So I just
texted. Programming change.
Zach switched.
Him and Zach switched. So Zach Lang's on post-game tonight. And then tomorrow we'll be pre-gaming live from Greta for the BOA. Myself and Aaron will be in attendance for that bad boy. And then post-game at Greta as well. So a big, big weekend around Oilers Nation as it's a couple of game days.
Will you be there for the game?
For the BOA tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I'll be there for pre-gaming.
Yeah.
I'll be there for puck drop.
And?
Well, my beer league team forced game 3 last night, Jay. I'm happy you brought it up.
Tell the story. That's a pretty good story.
Well, I won't tell all the story.
Probably can't tell that
one. Yeah, you can't leave, but...
they won.
We were down 4-3, season on the line, 40 seconds left. Tie it up. Shout out to my boy Connor Nickel for jamming in the goal with 40 seconds to go. And then yours truly scored the shootout winner. My first goal of the series. Came off the bench. Wow. Won it. It was great. And the other team's best player is going to get suspended. And it's just it's a beautiful life for me. So I can't, Jay, you got to let me out of my work commitments to play in this hockey game. You can't make me miss game 3 of my beer league playoffs.
You said like half your team is supposed to be coming to the event too.
A bunch of them have bought tickets. We really got screwed over by the league here. But
you should protest by not going.
Yes.
I can't do that to the boys.
Well, if you protest, they may move the game.
Maybe. No. But anyways, Greta's going to be an absolute blast tomorrow. So
big game in the Women's Heritage Cup tonight too.
Oh, for your lady.
Canada versus Ukraine.
She's on Ukraine.
Her sister is on Canada.
Whoa.
Which game? This is...
It's a indoor soccer Heritage Cup.
Mm-hmm. It's a big thing in the city.
It's actually unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, the vibes of that are so crazy. Cool.
So that's where I'll be watching the Colorado Avalanche's Edmonton Oilers.
Watch it on your phone like I'm doing with the Jays right now. Ah, yes.
No, I can't watch my phone. The internet of this place is...
Oh, those soccer centers have brutal internet.
Just a tin box.
Yeah, it's horrible. It is terrible. All right, that is a wrap on today's edition of the show. Shout out to our friends at Sherwood Ford, the Giant. Excited to be doing some shows at the dealership with the playoffs coming up soon as well. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy both games. Anyone down in Calgary, root hard and wear your hard hats. We'll be back with you on Monday. Jason Demers back on the show. See you then.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.